All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. Got a couple more segments with you real quick here. And the best segment, we saved the best for last, as we always do. Let's bring in, I'm not sure, he's had a bunch of titles for the Nashville Predators over the years. He gets getting promoted, but he'll always be our best friend, the great, the legendary Sean Henry's on the phone with us. Sean, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine, man. I know you're on a beach somewhere. You sent me a picture. It looks like Nashville Shores.
It's close to Nashville Shores, only about 11 hours away. Yeah, right down the road. I got the full year pass. You know, you go one time and buy the full year for $5 more.
Oh, I think that's great. Hey, look, we got a lot to talk about. First of all, Steven Stamkos, I don't think we realize how incredible getting 600 goals is. 22nd NHL. You were in Tampa when they drafted him, and basically he was just a kid, right?
Yeah, it was one of those really, really cool things. Unfortunately, we knew we'd have the first-round pick or the first pick months before the draft started. We were not a good team that year, and it was before the lottery. And so we actually did a campaign called Team Stamkos, where a lot of people in Tampa didn't know who he was, never heard of him before, despite an incredible junior career. And we had about a month build-up into the draft, maybe 2 months. So it was a lot of fun, and we were between owners at the time. So I had like this really, really bizarre privilege of introducing him to Tampa and the media for the first time ever with his parents, and it was a really great day. You knew he was going to be a really good player, a special player, but even on your most optimistic day, you never would have thought he was going to score 600 goals, you know, do all the things he's done in his career. I mean, he's a special player and a really special person, too. We're lucky to have him.
I know when the guys return home on Thursday, January the 8th versus the Islanders, you're going to honor Steven during the – I mean, he's probably got so many honors. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, he celebrated 1,000 points, 1,000 games. But 600 goals, you know, for a goal scorer, again, 22 guys have done it in the history of the game. And to be able to celebrate him in front of our fans, it's going to be a really nice evening. And ideally, we kick off with a win and – who knows, maybe another hat trick with, you know, we lead the league in hat tricks this year.
Yeah, would that be
free chicken going out?
That'd be fantastic. All right, now that we turn the calendar, we turn our sights toward the Olympics that are happening. The Predators got four guys on the Olympic team. But again, this is, you got all these moving pieces coming together. The NHL, the IOC, and all the broadcast partners are working to make this special, really, for the hockey and for the Olympics. What are they doing in collaboration to make sure people know, like, Philip Forsberg is from Sweden, but he also plays for the Nashville Predators?
So I give our league so much credit. You know, the players wanted to go back to the Olympics. We wanted to be back in the Olympics. We wanted to make sure that our guys would be showcased properly. And we're shutting the season down for almost a month. You want to make sure that, you know, the guys are playing for the country in the middle of their season, right before the playoffs start, get the right recognition for themselves, their families. They're also proud for playing for the country. We want to make sure that we all work so closely together. And I think the way they have announced the rosters with the collaboration with the IOC, Players Union, and then, of course, the NHL has been pretty cool because it's special, you know, for Philip to play for his country after just being there a few weeks ago playing in front of, you know, his family. We want to make sure that he celebrated properly along with the Preds. And it's going to be great, you know, to see, you know, four of our guys on the world stage. And hopefully they'll come home with medals.
Absolutely. Sean Henry's with us here on Chase and Big Joe Show. Do you have a favorite Olympic memory by chance, Sean?
You know, if you're my age, I bet Joe's favorite memory is probably pretty similar. It was the Miracle on Ice, of course. You know, we all thought we were there live and watched and heard the call. You know, it was on tape delay, but we all knew the news. That was really special. I was probably, I guess, just turned 12 years old, so it was wonderful.
Yeah, and to add on to that, obviously another wonderful thing is the Preds are 12-6-0 in the last 18 games, fighting for a playoff spot. Obviously a slow start, but 1 point out of a wild card position. It's got to be good to be in that position, right?
Well, winning a hockey game is a lot more fun than not. Just that simple. And yeah, you know, the past month or so, it's been a long time coming. You know, we thought we could do what we're doing right now. But what I'm excited about, more than just the wins, is how we're getting them. It's the entire rosters coming together. You're getting scoring up and down the line. You get some defensive plays that are incredible. Goaltending is back. It's just, it's fun to watch. And it's fun to watch young players emerge while you're watching future Hall of Famers set, you know, records with 600 goals. And, you know, guys playing their 200th game or 200th assist, 700th this. I mean, every player, it seems, is doing something special every single night, from personal celebration or just propelling us to another win. And, again, this road trip's been long, been hard, but so far it's been a really good one.
You can be honest with us, Sean. After announcing Nick Saban before the away trip, that was the issue, right? They just had to announce Nick Saban, and the rest is history.
Well, there are a lot of people taking credit for it right now, myself included. But it's fun when Nick was asked about it. He just smiles. You know, that guy is better with the media than anyone I've ever seen. I don't know about you guys. But, you know, having him join the ownership group is incredible, too. I think Bruno summed it up so well. He said, when you have a guy with that pedigree that literally can do anything he wants, I mean, offers go out to him every single hour, and this is something that he pursued and chased for a little while, and it's great to add someone like that to the ownership group. Because, you know, he's not just a winner. He's a quality person that sees things in very simple ways. There's right ways to do things and wrong ways. And whenever you get a chance to sit with him and just listen, it's a pleasure. But he has not addressed our team yet. Maybe if we lose a game or two, we'll get him down there doing that. But he was at our prospect camp. Spent a day with all of our coaches and scouts at all levels. And that was pretty neat to watch and be a part of.
I just think it's really cool when he's on. We're all watching College Game Day. Everybody watches College Game Day, but to devote part of a segment in the middle of the show to the Nashville Predators and Nick Saban, and I don't say, you know, but you can't buy that type of promotion, right?
You know, he said it in his press conference. I think you were there. And, oh, yeah, you were sitting sandwiched George Plaster with me. Like he said, that sure doesn't hurt, does it? And, of course, it doesn't. You know, whenever you're put on a stage bigger than what you normally are, it's good. Maybe it brings in another fan or two. Maybe it makes someone take notice to what we have going on, because we have going on is pretty special. You have eight guys playing in World Juniors as well. That's most of any NHL team in the league. So we're starting to play really with the NHL level. Milwaukee's playing well. But the future's really bright, you know, with all of our young guys too. So when a guy like that mentions our franchise and the organization and his, you know, involvement with us, it makes a few new people tune in.
Oh yeah. And you know what? I felt bad because I had a question I should have asked when I asked Saban about skating. I should have said, Coach, I understand this is the second Tennessee team you own.
That's a pretty good one. I'm sorry. I was mid-swallow. I'm on the beach, so I'm drinking a beer while I talk to you guys.
That's okay.
As all sports radio should be.
I missed an opportunity because he beat Tennessee every year, but like one.
Well, someone else asked him a question about, and you want to talk about the 16 or 17 times you beat Tennessee? He said, no, I want to talk about the one time they beat me. I hated it. Well, that's who he is, right? Like that, when you hear that, you get fired up. I don't care what you do in the organization. When you hear a guy like that, and he means that. That wasn't a joke.
Right.
He really meant like it bothered him. And it's funny how intense he is still. And I love that he's choosing to spend some time with us.
Absolutely. Sean Henry's with us. All right, the Preds on the road for a few days. Come back January the 8th versus the Islanders. Dirk's Bentley bobblehead night. And those are always fun. The Nate Bargatze one was fun. I mean, I keep telling everybody all the time, the hockey games in the arena, and I've told you this a million times, I mean, there's nothing like this in the city. The excitement, the fun. And when you guys are winning – I mean, the night when Stamkos scored the four goals, Sean, I mean, that was such an electric, fun night in the arena. It's always good when you guys are home. Again, you talk about how much better it is when you guys are winning. But getting on this run, and, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun this second half because the guys are playing better. There's a little momentum. And there's nothing like playoff hockey in Nashville.
I'll tell you, Brittany Austin, who's our vice president of marketing and our whole game ops team and everyone, they've made every game a little bit more special the past couple of years, and there's something unique for everyone. And again, the core is hockey, 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 and of course you want to win. But when you start surrounding it with celebrating Steven Stamkos, sending our Olympians off, you know, to go play, Dirks Bentley, who's such a hockey fan, good friend of the organization's, and you celebrate him, his career, and what he's done with us and around us, it makes that game a little bit more fun. Again, what makes it even more fun? We all get a lot of food, maybe some Frosties, and you win the game and hands go up.
There you go.
Absolutely. Sean Henry joins us here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Sean, appreciate the time. Enjoy a nice pina colada or two on the beach, and make sure SPF 50, okay? Nothing below that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I can stay on for another segment if you guys want to talk darts again. That was riveting. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Sean, that made me feel –
I do like what you're bringing to the show, man. Who, like, someday people are going to say, like, Wally Pipp and Chase McCabe in the same sentence, right? Who the heck was Chase McCabe? It's great to have you on here, Doc.
Brilliant.
Fraser.
Thank you very much, Sean. I appreciate it, man.
Sean, thank you, my man.
See you, guys. Thanks.
All right. Sean Henry, always good to talk to you.
See, there's somebody who likes the darts.
I just think it's cool that, and look, we've known Sean and loved him for years, but it doesn't happen where get the damn president of the team comes on each week and talks about what's happening, good or bad. Good or bad, all that. So we don't mind it. What's up next, buddy?
Right now, I'll just give you a little score update because I told you I'd give you one.
Yeah.
Luke Littler is up 4-1 on the set. He just needs to get to 5 to move on to the championship. Right now, he has 117. Now has dropped it down to 59. So he needs a 19 and a double 20 checkout. He loves the, they call it tops in darts terms.
They call it tops someplace else, too.
That. But this tops is the top of the board. Double 20 checkout, and he's good to go. So,
do they drug test?
That's a great question.
I'm saying no.
I'm saying no myself.
I'm thinking the more Guinness and more little
and it's over.
Wacky tobacco.
It's over now.
He won?
He won that leg. Sorry, it's not over.
Okay.
He just one leg closer.
All right. Coming up next, what day is it? Celebrity birthdays, America's favorite segment. That's next right here, 102.5 The Game.